You have been through 15 lessons of architectures and mechanisms, linear classifiers, neural networks, and backprop, convolutions, and the architectures that stacked them, sequence tools, detection and segmentation, video understanding, self-supervised learning, generative models, 3D vision, vision and language, world modeling. Many of these systems are deployed in the real world right now, in your phone, your car, if it has driver assistance, your medical scans, your security cameras, your photo apps. The track has equipped you to recognize how these systems work mechanically. The final question this track owes you is what these systems actually get right and wrong out there. Where do they fail? Why do they fail that way? What can engineering do about it? Before deployment and during. Reading the field after this lesson should be a sharpened experience. An X% ImageNet accuracy claim should provoke questions about distribution. A fair AI claim should provoke questions about which subgroups, on which data, measured how. A self-driving system claim should provoke questions about distribution shift and tail event behavior. The point of this lesson is to make those questions automatic. A scope note up front. Vision systems raise real questions that involve law, regulation, ethics, and policy. Those questions matter. They are not what this lesson is about. This lesson treats the engineering side, how failures arise mechanically, how bias is a property of training, data composition, how to measure those properties, and what design and process choices reduce them. Policy debates around what to permit, regulate, or restrict belong in their own forums with the right stakeholders. Legal, ethics, regulatory. The engineering view does not replace those debates. It gives them sharper inputs. Failure modes as engineering catalog. Vision systems fail in patterned ways that the field has learned to name. Each one has a mechanical explanation and corresponding engineering responses. Distribution shift. A model trained on one distribution of data will degrade, sometimes catastrophically, when deployed on a different distribution. Concrete cases. A self-driving model trained mostly in sunny California weather degrades sharply on snowy roads. A medical imaging model trained on one hospital's scanner produces unreliable predictions on another hospital's. Different scanner manufacturer, different acquisition protocol, different patient demographics. A face detection model trained on one race's faces underperforms on another's. The mechanical cause is not a flaw in the architecture. It is that the model only learned what its training data showed it. Engineering responses include broader and more representative training data curation, domain adaptation techniques, fine-tune on a small target domain sample, domain randomization, vary training data aggressively to encourage generalization, and explicit monitoring in production for input statistics that drift from training. Adversarial examples. Tiny, carefully crafted perturbations to an input image, often imperceptible to humans, can flip a confident classifier's prediction. The mechanical reason is that deep neural networks, despite their depth, still have approximately linear behavior in input space at small scales. A small input perturbation can move the network's internal activations enough to cross a decision boundary. Adversarial training, training on perturbed examples, is the standard mitigation. Certified robustness methods provide mathematical guarantees within some perturbation budget. Production systems often also include input validation pipelines. Out of distribution, OOD, inputs. When the input is genuinely outside the training distribution, a vision system trained on driving scenes asked about a stage magic photo, a medical model asked about a non-medical image. The model usually produces a confident but wrong answer rather than refusing. The engineering question is out of distribution detection. How does the system know when an input is unfamiliar? Methods include calibrated confidence scores, whose magnitude correlates with the model's actual reliability, explicit OOD detection heads trained on auxiliary data, an ensemble disagreement as an unreliability signal. Shortcut learning. The wolf is husky on snow pattern from lesson 8. A model solving a task by latching onto a spurious correlation in training data. Snow in the background co-occurs with wolves, rather than the actual relevant signal, animal morphology. Diagnosis, visualization techniques, grad cam, occlusion sensitivity from lesson 8, showing the model attending to the wrong regions. Engineering responses, dataset curation that breaks the shortcut, cats on snow, wolves indoors, data augmentation that decouples the spurious from the actual signal, careful evaluation on splits that distinguish shortcut reliance from real understanding. Calibration and overconfidence. Even when a model is correct, its confidence scores often do not correspond to its actual accuracy. A model that says 95% confident on an image is well calibrated if it is right 95% of the time when it makes that claim. Poorly calibrated if it is right only 75% of the time. Modern deep networks are often poorly calibrated by default. Calibration methods, temperature scaling, isotonic regression, deep ensembles, bring confidence scores into line with empirical accuracy. Bias, as a training data engineering property. The most discussed real-world failure of vision systems is bias. Systematic per-group performance differences, as skin tone disparities in face recognition accuracy, geographic skew in image classification accuracy, gender associations in captioning systems. Treated as an engineering question, this becomes tractable. Where bias comes from? Mechanically. A model fits the statistical structure of its training data. Web-scraped image datasets reflect the demographics, geographies, and contexts of the web. That distribution is not uniform, and the model inherits it. The famous gender shades audit, Buola-Mwini and Gebru 2018, measured face detection accuracy on a balanced test set across skin tone and gender. Commercial face detection systems at the time had error rates several times higher for darker-skinned women than for lighter-skinned men. The mechanical explanation was straightforward. Training sets had been skewed toward lighter-skinned faces, so the models had less training signal for darker faces. Different training data, different bias profiles. That is an engineering claim, and it suggests engineering interventions. Measurement is the first engineering step. Per-group accuracy reporting, also called subgroup performance or disaggregated evaluation. Instead of reporting one overall test accuracy, report accuracy per demographic, per geographic region, per any meaningful subpopulation. A model with 95% overall accuracy that is 99% accurate on one group and 60% on another is hiding important behavior behind an aggregate. Many published datasets now include demographic annotations specifically to support this kind of evaluation. Without measurement, mitigation is guessing. Mitigation is engineering. Several decisions can move the needle, and they are all design choices. Data-side curation. Build datasets with subgroup balance, inclusive images, fair face, and similar. Add targeted data collection for underrepresented subgroups. The Datasheets for Datasets Practice, Gebru et al., 2018, standardizes documenting a dataset's composition and intended use, making bias issues explicit and inspectable. Model-side techniques. Adversarial debiasing, train the model so a separate demographic predictor cannot recover the protected attribute from the features. Reweighting losses by subgroup. Multitask training with fairness-aware auxiliaries. These are architecture and training procedure choices made deliberately. Evaluation side practices. Disaggregated reporting in papers and product reports. Stress test sets that probe known weak subgroups. Audits before deployment. Gender shades style. The unifying point, bias is a measurable engineering property of training data plus architecture plus evaluation procedure, all of which the engineer can adjust. Treating it as a measurement and design problem is what makes progress on it possible at the engineering layer. Whether bias mitigation techniques are sufficient as a matter of regulation, fairness, or policy is, again, a different question with different stakeholders. From benchmark to deployment, the trustworthiness gap. A model that hit 95% on the test set is not automatically a 95% reliable production system. The gap between the two is what trustworthiness addresses. Benchmark accuracy assumes the test set is drawn from the same distribution as production. Production data drifts. A model that has been deployed for 6 months on a customer base, whose demographics, SOGs, devices, or use patterns have shifted, will not have its 95% on day one performance anymore, even on the same task. Monitoring, subgroup accuracy, OOD input rate, confidence distribution, downstream task metrics is what catches this drift. Without it, you discover the degradation only when a customer complains. The calibration question matters here too. A production system that knows when it is uncertain can defer to a human operator or refuse to act. A system whose confidence is uncorrelated with accuracy will act with the same false certainty on its failure cases as on its success cases. Human-in-the-loop systems explicitly route uncertain cases to people. Fully automated systems take on more risk and need higher reliability in exchange. The wolf versus husky lesson generalized. Real-world deployment surfaces, failure modes that the test set did not. Distribution shift, edge cases, subgroup disparities, spurious feature reliance, all of these tend to show up only when the model is actually used at scale. The right engineering posture is humility about what the test set covers, vigilance in production, and explicit plans for what to do when the system fails. Graceful degradation, human escalation, rollback procedures. What this means for the future of computer vision. Three engineering directions are settling out across the field. Better data, transparently documented. Modern data curation includes deliberate subgroup balance, data sheets describing composition and intended use, explicit license and consent documentation, and provenance tracking. The era of "we scraped the web" is gradually being replaced by curated, documented datasets, at least for systems with deployment stakes. Better evaluation, beyond aggregate accuracy, subgroup disaggregated reports, distribution shift stress tests, adversarial robustness evaluations, OOD detection benchmarks, calibration metrics. A modern vision paper or product report increasingly carries a multi-metric report card rather than a single test set number. Better interpretability and monitoring. The visualization techniques from Lesson 8, Saliency, GradCam, TSNE, and the emerging field of mechanistic interpretability are tools for understanding what a deployed model is actually doing. Production monitoring infrastructure tracks model behavior over time so that drift, degradation, or bias drift are caught early. The state of the art is incomplete but improving. Why this matters when you use AI. The training time and inference time engineering choices you have learned across T16, architecture, data, loss, optimization, all carry into deployment. The choices about how to evaluate, what bias profile is acceptable, how to monitor, and how to fail safely are equally important and equally engineering. A vision system in production is not a single trained network. It is the network plus the data pipeline, plus the evaluation suite, plus the monitoring dashboard, plus the failure mode plan. Reading any deployment story, a new self-driving fleet, a new medical AI product, a new content moderation system, through this lens, what does its data look like? What failure modes are most likely? What is the monitoring story? Sharpens what you actually understand about the system. The track has covered the mechanics of how modern computer vision works. This last lesson is the bridge to deployment-grade thinking. The same systems, viewed as engineered products with users, distributions, and consequences, rather than as benchmark performers. Common pitfalls. treating bias as one and done. We fixed the bias on this data set. We are now unbiased. Bias is a property of the data plus model plus evaluation. It shifts as any of these shift, and it is multidimensional, per skin tone, per geography, per context simultaneously. Continuous measurement is the engineering posture, not one-time mitigation. Treating high test set accuracy as a guarantee. Distribution shift, shortcut learning, calibration issues, and tail events all live in the gap between the test set and the real world. A 95% number tells you the model can do well on the test set. It tells you nothing direct about whether it will be reliable in deployment. Reading AI safety or trustworthy AI as a single problem. It is several problems at once: distribution shift, adversarial robustness, fairness measurement, OOD detection, calibration, interpretability, often with different mitigations. Naming the specific failure mode is the first engineering step. Confusing engineering scope with policy scope. This lesson is the engineering view. Whether a particular vision system should be deployed in a particular context is a policy question with policy stakeholders. The engineering view does not answer it. It informs it with measurable inputs. What you should remember: failure mode catalog, distribution shift, degrade on data unlike training, adversarial examples, tiny perturbations flip predictions, out of distribution inputs, model confidently wrong on unfamiliar input, shortcut learning, model latches onto spurious correlations, calibration, overconfidence, confidence scores misaligned with accuracy. Each has named engineering responses: domain adaptation, adversarial training, OOD detection, dataset curation, calibration methods. Bias is an engineering property of training data plus architecture plus evaluation. Measurement first, per group, disaggregated accuracy reporting, gender shades style audits. Mitigation second, via data curation, model side debiasing, and evaluation side disaggregation. Different data, different bias profiles. This is the same framing L14 introduced for CLIP, and it generalizes to all vision systems. Trustworthiness is the gap from benchmark to deployment. Distribution shift, calibration, subgroup performance, OOD rate are the relevant measurements. Monitoring in production is what catches drift. Calibration is what lets a system know when to defer. Human in the loop is the design pattern when automation cannot be fully trusted. The engineering view does not replace policy. Engineering treats failure modes, bias, and trustworthiness as measurable design problems with engineering responses. Policy debates around what is acceptable to deploy, regulate, or restrict are real and important and belong with the right stakeholders: legal, ethics, regulatory. Both are needed. This lesson covers only the engineering view. Vision systems work mechanically. They also fail mechanically in named, measurable ways. The engineering posture is to know the failure modes, measure them, design for them, and monitor for them in production. That is what makes the difference between a vision system that hits a benchmark and one that earns its place in deployment. Closing the track. T16 has covered the modern computer vision stack in 16 lessons. Phase 1, Foundations, built the general purpose image classifier, linear classifier, loss and optimization, neural networks, and backpropagation. Phase 2, How Machines See, added vision specific architecture, convolution, the landmark CNN architectures, sequence tools, detection and segmentation, video. Phase 3, Generating and Grounding Vision, extended vision to harder tasks, self-supervised learning, GANs and Vs, diffusion, the D-vision, vision and language, world modeling. This lesson closed with the deployment view. Where to go from here? Track 11, Neural Network Intuition, is a gentler companion if any of the foundational pieces still feel hazy. Track 5, AI Foundations, covers attention and transformers in depth. T16 used them throughout. And Track 14, Practical Transformers, covers the transformer mechanics this track relied on. The planned tracks that complete the picture. T18, Reinforcement Learning, for model-based RL depth. Dreamer, MuZero, the world modeling thread from Lesson 15. T19, Generative Modeling. For the elbow and the score-based derivations underlying Lessons 11 and 12, T24, Image Generation and Multimodal. For production text-to-image, memotion to vision language models, and large-scale video generation. Vision used to be a hand-engineered, brittle craft of features and classifiers. 16 lessons ago, we started with the simplest data-driven move that worked. The world ended up here.